prostatevideo.com and see Larry's new video special report on prostate products and how they changed his life and how they can change yours too. It's free. If you have prostate problems, go into the men's room all the time, weak stream, urgency, and if your romantic game isn't up to par, go to prostatevideo.com. That's prostatevideo.com.
It sounds like something straight out of the 1960s, but apparently a cross burning has taken place in Mississippi. Here's correspondent Randy Bell.
Federal investigators have been called in, and here's what the FBI is saying about it.
We are aware of the situation in Covington County, and we are working with our local law enforcement partners.
That's the FBI's Brett Carr in Jackson. The cross was burned Tuesday night in front of a home in Seminary. So far, no charges have been filed. Randy Bell in Jackson.
The trial of an illegal immigrant charged with murdering a San Francisco woman underway. Jurors in the Kate Steinle trial saw surveillance video of the moment the 32-year-old woman was fatally shot as she walked with her father on Pier 14. Prosecutors say the grainy video from July 2015 shows defendant Jose Garcia Zarate raising his arm a moment before Kate Steinle falls to the ground. Defense attorneys say Zarate accidentally fired the gun he picked up off the ground and that the bullet ricocheted and hit Steinle in the back. USA Radio News.
Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayers.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
Violence spreading across Kenya as a presidential revote gets underway today. Correspondent Bill Zinfer reports.
Polls open today for Kenya's rescheduled presidential election after the first ballot was thrown out in August because of what were called procedural irregularities. President Uhuru Kenyatta, who got 54% of the vote in the nullified election, is looking for a second five-year term. His opponent, opposition leader Raila Odinga, garnered 45% of the vote in the prior election, but he says he is boycotting this election. Meanwhile, demonstrations turned violent in some cities today, with Odinga supporters burning tires and police using tear gas to disperse crowds.
One Dodgers fan will remember Game 2 of the World Series for the rest of his life, not because the Dodgers won, because they didn't, but because he got to see the game for about $10. Here's correspondent Jason Campidonia.
Jordan Benedict was on a third-party ticket broker website earlier this week, hoping he might score tickets to see at least one game in the series. The Dodgers fan was skeptical when he saw tickets for under $10, so he called the website to make sure he wasn't being scammed. Website officials say the price of $9.08 was a mistake, but they were going to honor the price anyway. The guy ended up paying more for parking to see the Dodgers lose Game 2 to the Houston Astros on Wednesday.
Thousands of classified documents on President John F. Kennedy's assassination being released. The National Archives set to release the material. Most of the files are set to be from the 1960s and 70s. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Uh-huh.
well known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
I gotta check myself before I wreck myself. I made a kind of a promise to myself that I'm gonna start checking myself. I gotta put this into a different type of description. You know, people who go like on European vacations and they feel like that they've got to see everything, like they've got to see the whole continent in a 10-day period of time, which to me is absolutely insane. I see. The funny thing is, I'm the exact opposite when it comes to vacations. I want to sit down. I want to relax. I want to enjoy where I am at that point in time. But I almost do the same thing when it comes to this radio show. Again, I do 18 hours of radio a week, not to mention all the guest appearances that I do, which is a lot of info, a lot of info. And oftentimes I try to get as much in, cram as much in as I possibly can on our big weekend program. And when I do that, sometimes I kind of maybe rush over things and go a little bit too quickly. And I kind of said to myself this week, I said, if I miss something, or maybe I got to slow down a little bit and not assume that everybody understands everything that I'm talking about. And here it is, case in point here. We were just talking about, obviously, big brokerage ripoffs and scams, which is what we've been doing for 18 years on air. And I mentioned this story about Wells Fargo having to pay a fine, $3.4 million, for failing to supervise the sale of these, it was a fund. It's a volatility-linked exchange-traded product that they put out there. And again, this is Wells Fargo. That's nothing. They'll make that money up in no time whatsoever. All they got to do is open up some illegal accounts and charge some overdrafts. So it's not a big deal to them. But anyway, neither here nor there. The reason why these things were sold, and they said that they didn't tell their schlock brokers how to sell them properly or who they were being sold to, is because it's a bright, shiny object to sell. Now, the brokers, they don't have to know a damn thing about what was going on with that product. They just know that it's new. It's new, and it'll help do this. The less information that the schlock brokers have about this product, the better off they're going to be. I witnessed this firsthand. I would get a prospectus on an investment banking deal, an IPO, and I would look into it. And I'd have all sorts of questions. I'd actually go to the due diligence meeting where you can ask questions of the executives. And, the sales managers at the company are telling, what are you doing? We make these decisions, not you. You sell what we tell you to sell. That's it. You don't need to know. They rather keep their salespeople, their schlock brokers, in the dark with most stuff. All they want them to see is the shiny new, go out and sell. This is going to be great. That's all, because that's going to help them sell. Yes, this is how it works in a brokerage firm. It is. And anybody out there that has left the brokerage firm and gone on to be a registered investment advisor, certified financial planner outside the firm will tell you that's the case. Even some of the people that actually work there that might tell you that. But that's what it's about. It's about the sale. Anyway, this one too I wanted to touch on. I actually wrote a story several years ago. It was about a Swiss university. And they had a couple of researchers there that did a study on how, in essence, stockbrokers had showed more psychotic tendencies than actual psychos in the psych ward did. And they actually went through and they conducted a series of tests and tried them both out. And they said a lot of these people are actually bigger psychos than the psychos. Isn't that interesting? But anyway, here's a story off Bloomberg this past week. It said maybe the secret to success on Wall Street is being nice. In the world of high finance, it's been an article of faith among some that the only way to succeed or to even survive is to be ruthless. But a new study in the latest issue of Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin, and I'm going to be honest with you, no, that's not on my reading list. They suggest those moneymakers at the top of the food chain, hedge fund managers, could benefit from being a little less mean. It turns out that people who exhibit what health professionals consider psychopathic traits actually perform worse than their peers over time. Psychologists define a psychopath as someone who, among other things, lacks a conscience, an individual who often acts in a manipulative fashion for personal gain. While such traits aren't the best way to win friends and influence people outside of work, they are seen by the more mercenary as advantageous when it comes to climbing the career ladder or making money. See, this is where the article gets it wrong. Doesn't mean that you're going to do a good job by your clients. No. No, but you most certainly can climb the ladder. You most certainly will do well for a period of time. Longevity? Well, you know what? Your fund may go under, but what do you care if you lose people money? It doesn't make any difference to you as long as you get paid. And we've written about this. We've talked about this. The problem is this. The manipulative ones, the psychopathic ones, will say anything. They will do anything. The rules do not apply to them. They don't. They don't. They know. They know they can say what they want on air. They can say what they want to prospects. They know that the SEC is going to stop them. They're going to find out about it. And if they do, all it is basically a slap on the wrist. They know very well that greed and fear sells. They know it very well. You know how often I get pitched by hedge fund guys all the time? Trying to get my clients involved. And it's funny. I don't know. Maybe these guys didn't do their due diligence. Maybe they don't know who the hell they're talking to. But how they try to sell me about the amount of money that I am going to make off this. Are these people out of their mind? No, they don't care. They don't. But again, you need to know better. And again, personal responsibility, you want it when? You want it when? Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. And any of these psychos out there, is that from Francis Sawyer from Stripes? If the psychos out there call you up and start pitching you the sun, the moon, the stars, all this other nonsense, run! You should know better already. You listen to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Anyway, I'm going to talk quickly here about some of the stories coming out regards to taxes. And again, some of these things are quite confusing. And one of them actually is coming from the big real estate lobby out there, real estate agents and whatnot. They're not happy about Donald Trump's tax plan. Because it is going to, it's not going to eliminate, it's going to eliminate, well, basically the usefulness of the mortgage deduction for many people who have mortgages, because the standard deduction is going to be so high that you won't even have to bother with it or have to itemize it. And they're looking at this as, well, it's not right because, you know what, they can't use it as a sales ploy anymore. I'm not kidding. 2 + 2 = 4, right? Wait. I'm going to do it this way. 3 + 2 = 5. 2 + 3 = 5. You get it? It doesn't make any difference. You're still getting the deduction. You're not going out of pocket any more money. But they're upset about it because they're saying, well, you know what? You're getting rid of the mortgage deduction for people. No, they're not. They can still itemize if they want to. They're just going to choose not to because the standard deduction is going to go up. Again, going back to my constant war with real estate agents, Yeah. Again, I've got issues with a lot of them. Again, getting cold called, and I know the crap that they pull, okay? And they don't understand. They're not financial planners. They have one thing and one thing only. The real estate market is going up. Always. Never will correct. Never go down. Just the way it is. There's never a bad time for someone to buy a piece of real estate, according to them, which is patently absurd. But anyway, this is patently absurd. That they're actually fighting this because they're going to lose one of their, I don't know, their bullet points for a sale. Yeah, I'm not making it up. Anyway, the House GOP as well, they're moving toward keeping the partial state and local tax deduction. What they mean by partial, I'll tell you exactly what that means, is that people at the upper end of the spectrum aren't going to get any. Again, I look at this and I look at this tax plan. And I also, you read a lot of articles and publications out there that say that these are tax cuts are for the wealthy. They're tax cuts for the rich. How do you figure? Could you please explain to me your work, please? Explain to me how that's the case. Currently has three brackets. They're going to add another one. They're going to keep the 39% bracket. They're not going to do away with that. It's not. It's a little bit of tax reform. And it's obviously going to help corporations, lowering the corporate rate, which is the highest in the world. We need to get that down. But let's be honest here. Okay, we're not seeing any sort of cuts. The only guy that's really calling for that is Rand Paul. And he's getting eviscerated by the Wall Street Journal and other people out there that, oh, he's always got to stop everything. He's just asking for common sense reforms. Yeah, is he asking for, you know what, a bit of a cut in regards to the military? Yeah. Yeah. Is it ever cut? Ever? No. No, this is the reality, people. Okay? They're talking about paying for tax cuts, which they always do. Paying for tax cuts. You know how you pay for tax cuts? By cutting spending. The reality is these people in Washington, D.C. think all the money is theirs. All of it. It's all theirs, and you get to keep what they decide. Again, we are serfs living on the Lord's manor. What do you want me to tell you? Feudal system alive and well, United States of America, land of the free, home of the brave. Cue the country music, kids. Anyway, watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. You're getting ripped off. You're getting scammed. You know you are. You know you are. You're getting poor service from your advisor. Get one of our account repair kits. Please help yourself out. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. 24-hour day help hotline. 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Dinovite. .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite. .com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Well, here we are again, and this is looking like a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
Ron, the size difference alone is staggering.
Oh, unbelievable, Jim. And this guy is acting like he doesn't have a care in the world.
What is this guy thinking, Ron?
Well, this is one of those rare moments where I actually find myself at a loss for words.
I can hardly bear to watch.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. Railroad tracks are more dangerous than you think. See tracks, think train. For more safety tips and information, visit seatracksthinktrain.org.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock around. That's right.
On top.
Here we go.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Run DMC, baby! Yes, rap music before the swear words and the racist, misogynist language, all that good stuff. Anyway, welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Always honored to have you tuned into the program, the place we take the liars, the crooks, the cheats, and you'll find a woodshed, give them a bit of a beatdown. All right. Again, this story, it came across my desk, and I just start laughing out loud at this stuff because it's, again, it's amazing. It's amazing how stupid. I there's no other way to phrase it. I can't be nice. I can't sugarcoat how stupid people are on Wall Street. I just downright stupid. Okay, there is a company there. It's a New York based IT service management company. It's called Helios and Matheson Analytics. It sounds fancy. Oh, they sound like they know what they're talking about. There's the word analytics is in the title. Well, the stock went up big time. Big time after they announced plans to buy a majority stake of, and I quote, this is them in the press release, an innovative and disruptive technology company. The name of the company? MoviePass. Have you heard about this company? I saw some advertisements for it. I looked at it and I said to myself, that company's not going to make it. It took me all of what? 90 seconds? That's all. They gave MoviePass a valuation of $210 million. So, how does MoviePass, the innovative and disruptive tech powerhouse that it is, how does it plan to change the entertainment world forever? Well, they're going to pay movie theaters $10 a pop for movie tickets. And then they're going to resell those tickets to their monthly subscribers for about a 97% discount, roughly 33 cents each. That's right. MoviePass is a subscription service where it's kind of like Netflix. You pay 10 bucks a month. You pay 10 bucks a month and you can go to the movies as many times as you like. I think you can only go once a day. I'm not kidding. And the company is still paying the movie theaters 10 bucks per ticket. Now, one would ask themselves, how in God's creation will that company ever make money? Because that's what I was asking myself. They claim that they plan to supplement its top line with advertising revenue and deals with theater chains to share in concession sales. Does anybody think that that is going to go through? So basically, people signed up like crazy for this service. 400,000 people signed up. 400,000. The more clients that this company gets, the more money they lose. That doesn't sound like a good business plan? No. No. But what makes this different than a lot of the other crap that comes across my desk on any given day? And a lot of the crap that's coming out of Silicon Valley right now? Basically nothing. This one just burns cash much faster than most. It just burn it. Again, how in the world would anybody actually think that this is a good idea? But again, I've been doing this thing for so damn long. I can't tell you people how many, back in the 90s, I mean, Cozumel, that was one. I'm like, you mean you're going to make money by putting people on bikes and delivering Ben and Jerry and VHS tapes? That was the business. That guy made a fortune. The executive did, of course, because he got out. But again, dumb. Anything that had .com attached to back there, hey, you were good to go. I guess anything that has to do with an app nowadays, I guess you're good to go as well. You know, the key is, people, is not to become what we like to call here on the program. And actually, it wasn't my phrase. Christopher Byron called this, called the greater fools out there. The people that are left holding the bag. See, the issue right now with a lot of these companies in Silicon Valley is that they laddered these companies up with private stock. They need to get out. And it was funny. I was watching Arianna Huffington. She was talking about Uber and the plans for Uber and what we're going to do over at Uber. What Uber's job is right now is to go public so they can get all the really, really rich people out that got in at the ground floor. That's it. Their business model just doesn't make money. You cannot subsidize people. You cannot lose money every single time taking someone from point A to point B and expect to be a profitable company, okay? Just as much as you cannot resell movie tickets at a 97% discount and expect to stay in business for very long. It doesn't take much to be a guru here on Wall Street. It's just a little bit of common sense and your ability to see through everybody's BS. That's right. 99.9% of the crap that you're hearing on Wall Street is BS. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. I still can't believe that. The whole business plan. Yeah, we're going to resell you tickets at 97% discount. Brilliant. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We will no longer rely on the United Nations alone to assist persecuted Christians and minorities in the wake of genocide and the atrocities of terrorist groups.
Vice President Mike Pence announcing today the Trump administration is going to fight for religious freedom around the world.
The United States will work hand in hand from this day forward with faith-based groups and private organizations to help those who are persecuted for their faith.
The path to tax reform is clear after the House narrowly passed a federal budget outline. The vote was 216 to 212. Tax cuts dominated the debate over the budget blueprint, which recently cleared the Senate. Tax reform a top priority of Republicans, with President Trump saying he will sign the measure. Republicans said deep tax cuts will be aimed at helping the middle class and growing the economy. Democrats are arguing the plan will give big tax cuts to the wealthy while blowing up federal deficits. USA Radio News.
Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayers.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high-quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water-resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in-store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, I got to put this out there for some of, we have some listeners out there. Always, people driving around, they'll listen to the program and they'll catch on and, they'll send me some god-awful hate email or they'll, threaten to shoot me and all sorts of wonderful emails like that from some listeners out there. For all of you people that, only have a couple brain cells, I just want to tell you that I am not a member of the X-Men. I do not have any superpowers. By me talking about reality and the truth here on the program is not going to make the company that you like go out of business. I don't have that type of power. Do you understand? Just so you know, I guarantee we're just talking about MoviePass. I'm going to start getting emails and nasty hate mails from people. I like that company that you got to go talk about it. You destroyed it. Yeah, you know how many people like threatened me and blamed Enron? Honestly, blamed Enron collapsing on the fact that I was warning everybody that there was problems within that company. Like it's my fault. Again. For all of you people that only got a couple brain cells to rub together, I don't have that kind of power. I'm sorry. Anyway, talking about an investment banking deal. This is a bit fascinating. Saudi Arabia is kind of changing its tune here. It's actually considering right now giving up on its plan to list its state-owned oil company in New York, London, or any other international stock exchange. They may only offer this stock in Aramco on the Kingdoms Exchange in Riyadh. Again, this is they got serious growing pains over there in Saudi Arabia. They need to raise money. But again, when you have so many different people there, how many princes they got there in Saudi Arabia with their hands in the cookie jar that are used to having their hands in the cookie jar, that want to continue to have their hands in the cookie jar, it makes it very difficult to have a public offering. Even London, who has very, very strict rules when it comes to listing, was actually thinking about giving them a break in regards to some of their requirements. And actually, some people, rightfully so, were up in arms over this. The IPO would be one of the biggest ever, estimated by Saudi officials to be as high as $100 billion. Now, the money that they were supposed to raise from this were supposed to go to Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund, which then would become the world's largest and, again, try to bring Saudi Arabia out of the Middle Ages. It's a hard thing to do. How many times do we hear stories about some Saudi prince high on cocaine accosting a woman in Beverly Hills while crashing his Ferrari at the same time? My father-in-law was a room service waiter at the Plaza Hotel in New York for decades. The stories he used to tell me about what went on when the Saudis came into town and what happened in that hotel are extraordinary, especially for all of these devout Muslims that are in charge of Mecca and Medina. Right. Sure. Again, it's going to be a challenge. And part of the issue is, as well, once you get people addicted to free stuff, it's very, very difficult to wean them off all of that free stuff. And that's going to be the case with Saudi Arabia. Another quick story that, again, Europe is a mess right now. As we've talked about Catalonia and what's taking place there. We also got other separatist movements in regards to Belgium. Italy, for the longest period of time, has got political parties that want to break the country up. This, to me, is not so much of a crisis. This is just kind of like, okay, you're going to allow our country to be invaded by people that don't want to be Austrians, that just want to live off the free stuff that we're going to give them? Well, we're going to get tired of that here in Austria. So you get a new leader, this Sebastian Kurz, 31 years old. The new prime minister, 31 years old. And what is his platform? Yeah, he wants to put a stop to the nonsense. Again, no one dislikes immigrants. But, you know, might you want to become a part of society? Huh? Assimilate? Oh, you're going to come here, and then you're going to take all of our free stuff and you want to live off the government? I don't get it. It's just some things that are just rude. You get it? I told that story before about my wife's aunt in Greece and the Englishman there setting up a store, and she speaks to them in Greek and they don't speak Greek back, and she goes off on him. She said, I don't mind you coming here. I don't mind you because it's fine. Just learn the language. She's right. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back. Man, it's a hot one.
Like 7 inches from the midday sun. This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, bumpers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I got a question. Could somebody explain the fascination with the Alexa and Google Home stuff? Could someone please explain this to me? How does one put a... an open mic, they can record anything that is going on in your home at any point in time with this device. You willfully put a bug in your own home. I don't get it. I don't get it. So you can come home and say, Alexa, what time is it? Really? That's what a watch is for. You know, I was in downtown York, was in the Soho district with my wife, and we're walking down the street, and I look to the left, and so it was a, Shay Shay, nice area stores. My wife's doing a little window shopping, and there's a donut shop there, and I see a line outside the donut shop that is going on for blocks, and I stop and said, what in the world is going on at that donut shop? They must have the greatest donuts in the history of the planet. And it's like, no, it's some sort of promotion that Google is running. I guess they have this new little home device, Google Home Mini, that looks like a donut. And you had all of the, they're giving them away at this store. People lined up to put a bug in their house. I'm sorry, Pete. Anybody ever read any Orwell or Rand, or I don't care, anything like that at all? Bradbury, this stuff doesn't spook you? Are you kidding me? Anyway, quick bit on social media as well. This was kind of funny. Dow Jones shot out some fake news over the wires announcing that Google was acquiring Apple for $9 billion. Yep. They shot out that over the wires. It was fake news. Now, again, anybody with, you could just have maybe 1 to 2 brain cells. You can figure out that that is just patently absurd, seeing that Apple has $300 billion in cash. So, yeah, Google buying Apple for $9 billion. But you know what's funny is it fooled all of the electronic traders. It did. And all of the robot traders out there, all the electronic trading companies out there, they bought it. They bought it. So, you know, maybe, just maybe, maybe the Terminator trading stocks and the Whopper, what was that? Was a Whopper? Yeah, from War Games and Skynet. Maybe they just don't have what it takes. And again, you take a look at the performance of all these algorithmic funds. Awful. Awful. I mean, not just bad, just awful. Anyway, got to take a quick break right here. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We're going to go off on the media when we get back. And again, one of my favorite targets, Tesla. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We shall return.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
the only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I get a phone call from my mother. She's an avid reader, and she's also a big time consumer of the mainstream media and news. And I warn her about this all the time, but for whatever reason, she just can't help herself. So I get a phone call from my mom, and she starts asking me about this story that Hannity was talking about on his program, and the Clintons and Russia and the uranium deal and the payoffs and all of these things. And I'm like, Ma, stop. Stop. Here's a bit of news here for you. The story's going nowhere. The Clintons are going nowhere. It's going nowhere. Be honest. Hannity's doing the best he can. But it's just a throwaway. That's stories go to Hannity. Those are stories that could be truthful. But they're going there to die. They are. You think anybody's going to go after the Clintons? You think everybody's going to go after the Steele? Are you kidding me? Do you think that you'll ever see that story with David Muir or Anderson Cooper? No. No. Yes, Fox News is a part of News Corp. And again, they'll throw those stories to Hannity. And they'll say that they covered them. It's like many times we've talked about it. Publications will print things that they really don't want people to know about on the Sunday publication and the, you know, evening news. We've talked about that countless times. You know, big expose story. Yeah, they'll run it in the summer on a Sunday evening just so nobody will see it. But they can say that they at least covered it. People, your news is controlled. Over 90% of what you consume as far as the media is concerned, over 90% is controlled by six corporations. And I'm talking movies, television, newspapers. Doesn't matter. Television shows. It's controlled by six companies. What was fascinating several years ago, again, story we talked about, but obviously didn't go anywhere, was the fact that they actually had a little web portal and site where all of these various different players would go and meet and journalists would meet to get their story straight, to get a narrative going. It's called Journolist. We covered that here on the program. You understand that they're there to serve themselves. You get it? That's what the media is there for. It's there to serve themselves and their narrative. That's all. They control all of this information that people are consuming at greater levels than they ever have before. All the time. There's one study I saw this past week, upwards of 10 hours a day consuming some form of media, whether it be through your phone, your iPad, your computer, your television, radio, it doesn't matter. They'll tell you what's important. And we see this all the time when it comes to international stories. You had a truck bomb, two bombs go off in Mogadishu in Somalia, killing hundreds of people. Did you find that story basically anywhere? No. No, that type of stuff happens all the time. They don't like anybody focusing on anything that's happening outside this country because then it would actually give people perspective. And that's the last thing in the world they want. The other thing is this Las Vegas massacre. What happened to that story? It's gone, huh? Gone. Is case closed? We don't know. There's no sort of motive when it comes to this. You got the security guard goes missing, yet he shows up on the Ellen show. Ellen throws softballs at the guy, all in an effort to kind of make everybody feel that everything is okay, believe the government narrative. The government is telling us that the guy made a living playing video poker. Really? Really? You can make a living gambling, huh? If that's the case, how do you suppose all of these casino operators pay for their marble floors and Picassos hanging on the wall? if it was possible to make money gambling, which is a big lie, okay, more people would be doing it. The best you can do is count cards like the Rain Man, and that just increases your odds, and they'll throw you out if they catch you. Yeah, they want us believing that the guy made millions of dollars playing video poker, and he's wearing gloves. Why? Yeah, what happened to this story? Where'd it go? It's gone. It's gone. They're not paying attention to it anymore. Oh, you know what we focus on when it comes to these stories? We focus on more than anything else? The grief. The candlelight vigils. The candlelight vigils. Oh, wasn't that so nice? I don't know what it is about this country. We stop thinking with our brains anymore. We think with two other things. Now, that's it. Not our brains. It's over. They sent their reporters out there to cover, to cover the pain, the grief. Not to cover the story. Story's gone. And we've got nothing out of this. Nothing. Oh, timeline changes. Why are the cameras off at the hotel? Why was this not reported right? Why do we not know how long the guy was checked in there? We're being lied to. Okay, you know what I equated this to? Stephen King. Short story. Great movie. Schwarzenegger. Running Man. Richard Dawson. The funny thing is that Running Man took place, I think, in 2017 in the movie. Richard Dawson from Family Feud. Remember him? The game show host that loved to stick his tongue down the contestants' throats. The Running Man. He played a great bad guy there. Great bad guy. Here we got a game show that we're just lying to you. The whole idea was to get the truth out to people. Well, that's what we try to do here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We will no longer rely on the United Nations alone to assist persecuted Christians and minorities in the wake of genocide and the atrocities of terrorist groups.
Vice President Mike Pence announcing today the Trump administration is going to fight for religious freedom around the world.
The United States will work hand in hand from this day forward with faith-based groups and private organizations to help those who are persecuted for their faith.
The path to tax reform is clear after the House narrowly passed a federal budget outline. The vote was 216 to 212. Tax cuts dominated the debate over the budget blueprint, which recently cleared the Senate. Tax reform, a top priority of Republicans, with President Trump saying he will sign the measure. Republicans said deep tax cuts will be aimed at helping the middle class and growing the economy. Democrats are arguing the plan will give big tax cuts to the wealthy while blowing up federal deficits. USA Radio News.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job.
with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
President Trump's daughter and advisor, Ivanka Trump, is pushing for more China.